plant hadn't been built. We were all down there looking at designs, and John said, how badly do we need the ceiling? It's expensive, and it's expensive to put air conditioning up because they got to run it through the ceiling instead of regular air conditioning. They have to open up the ceiling and let air in every once in a while. It'll get too hot. Do we need the ceiling? And everybody looked around. Well, maybe, maybe not. And John said, I'll tell you why we need the ceiling. Because we're never going to be able to shoot up from the gurney patient's point of view, looking up at the doctors, if there isn't a ceiling behind them. Because steps don't normally have ceilings. You don't ever see the ceiling on television. John said, you know, it's going to cost about $200,000, but we got to do it. We won't be able to shoot the show the way it's supposed to be shot. Now, I'm sure that's not the only reason the show was successful, but if I had to pick things out, why did that show seem different to people? It's because John Wells had the brass to say, it's really expensive, but I think we have to do it. And, of course, you can't imagine the show without those shots of the camera on the gurney looking at the ceiling, the patient, you know, looking up at the ceilings. They're being wheeled down a hallway. If you didn't have that angle, the doctors above them, the whole show would have fallen apart until we changed the point of view of the show.
Hmm.
Well, what if Wells hadn't said that?
Crazy.
What if he said, I'll give in on the budget. I won't fight with the studio up another $180,000 or $200,000. He said, well, maybe they won't fight so hard, but we need the money, so let's just build the ceiling. I mean, somebody eventually could have said to him, are you out of your mind? Nobody did. But you don't spend $200,000 to put a ceiling on a set without somebody saying, Jesus Christ, that's a lot of money. And Wells just has said, you know, I don't think we can do without it. Well, it'll make the air conditioning a lot more expensive. Yeah, okay. I remember watching him in a budget meeting when the show had a shorter schedule and it hadn't started shooting yet. And he didn't fight. And I walked out of the room and I said, you know full well this budget is full of shit. You can't make the show for this money. He said, yes, that's true. I said, well, why didn't you bring it up? He said, because there are three of us in the room. It's 15 of them. He said, do you think we're going to get anywhere that way? Three of us arguing against 15 executives who want to say no? He said, there's no reason to fight a fight you can't win. We're not going to win the budget fight in that room. We're going to win that budget fight on the set when it doesn't work in this amount of time with this amount of money. But you're going to have to prove that to them instead of telling it to them. One of the most important lessons I ever learned, don't try to fight a battle. There's no hope of winning because there's three of you and 15 of them. When you're looking at all the executives and only three producers in the room, you know you're not going to win this battle no matter how much you argue. And then John won the battle really simply when the first half, a couple of episodes were cut and they were all, I don't know, 5 or 6 minutes short. But there wasn't enough time because the schedule was too short. And the studio immediately said, oh, I guess we have to add a day. And John said, remember I said don't fight that till you have to? We don't have to fight it ever. They noticed we got a problem. We need an extra day. Now we're going to go back and shoot all the stuff we're missing. I mean, he was just a brilliant, brilliant producer. He knew how to do the creative stuff and the studio.